At the UPS Store, we want to make this summer the summer of shipping. Summer Shipalooza, so you can start crossing items off your must-ship list, like the vintage film camera your college kid needs for class, or the vase you told your mom you would send her ages ago. And with our pack and ship guarantee, your items arrive safe or we reimburse you. So stop by your local store today for everything you need to be unstoppable. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Available at participating locations. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome one and all to another edition of After Hours with Defoe and Luby. No Defoe, just Luby here, and multiple special guests. We're speaking with the one and only Stephen Moyer. You may know him better as Bill Compton from HBO's iconic series, True Blood. Also done a ton of other movies and films. Has a movie out with his wife, Anna Paquin. He's the director. She's the star. The one and only Stephen Moyer joins us now as a bit of light. It's something we're going to talk about and more. Good morning. Good afternoon, Stephen. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. Doing well. Alrighty. So before we get to True Blood, because my wife and I, literally the first show we watched dating was True Blood. We put it on and big fans of True Blood. And she's actually watching it now again. So that's why she's joining us, just to pick your brain on a great series that we're big fans
of. You get back in there, girl.
So before we get to that, I did want to talk about A Bit of Light. It's interesting. You are the director, and your wife, Anna Paquin, is the star. How did that come together, A Bit of Light? And if you want to tell us a little bit about A Bit of Light.
I'm looking for interesting material to try and develop and to create for me as a director. It doesn't necessarily have to have Anna in it, but when I read this was a play that a friend of mine had written. She'd won an award for it. I asked if I could read it. When I read it, I was really touched by it. I was really moved. It's about a mum who has lost custody of her children because of some alcoholic destructive behavior. She's got herself sober and she's moved back in with her dad. But she is really struggling. She doesn't believe that she deserves to be let off. She doesn't think that the kids, that she deserves to see the kids. She is kind of at the most broken that she could possibly be and has sort of lost the will to live. She punishes herself by going to the local park that she used to take her own children to and watching other kids play, where she sort of feels invisible. But there's a little boy there who's 13, who is also a bit of a loner, also on his own, also doesn't seem to have any parents around him. And he watches her and he sees her. He truly sees who she could be. And he takes it upon himself to kind of put her back together, to rebuild her. So it's this lovely story of a relationship between this young boy sort of making her realize that she has worth and that you are not, you know, destined to live by your actions. You can sort of regain forgiveness. And I just loved it. And of course, there's this magical central character in this woman who is going through all of this. And when I read it, I passed it to Anna and I said, I think we need to do this. Have a look at this. And she fell in love with it too. And it took us a couple of years to get it off the ground because these little movies are very hard to make. Yeah. We're here now and it opens on Friday.
Wow. That's crazy. So, in theaters out, this Friday, a Bit of Light
on demand, yeah.
on demand, A Bit of Light, Stephen Moyer, better known to many as Bill Compton, Anna Paquin, known as Sookie. You two work together on that series. How is it to work together as director and star when you're doing a film?
She's just a phenomenon. She's just such an extraordinary performer, such a wonderful actress, my favorite actress by a long shot. And so getting the opportunity to work with her is just great. And obviously we've got kids and we've got animals, and I work all over the world. She works all over the world. So oftentimes we do spend these large periods of time away from each other. So getting the opportunity to work together is actually a real sort of dream for us. We get to work together, the kids get to be with us both.
Oh, wow.
And so it makes it a lot easier to create under those circumstances rather than being in isolation.
So as I told you, my wife is now watching True Blood. We were fans of it together. She, on her own, without me even knowing, started watching it again. And I'm in bed and I hear her gasping every night watching her episodes of True Blood. So I couldn't have Bill Compton himself join me without having my wife join us. So I turn it over to the one and only Shirley Reyes Lubitz to join us now. Here you go, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Steven. It's so interesting to see you as a director now when I think you were also incredible in True Blood. What do you prefer? Do you prefer being in front of the camera or behind the camera, and why?
It's really interesting because I really, really, really love directing. I love the discipline of it, and I love the creative aspect of it. I've always taken photographs, so I love lenses. I love what light does. So that is definitely a massive part of who I am and always has been. I had my own theater company from the age of 16.
Oh, wow.
So that's been a big part of my life for a long time. But acting is this thing that grabs you by the throat and makes you do it. Mm. And I've always said to people, if you have to do it, it's something that's sort of, there's sort of no choice. You get a sense or feeling from it that you don't get from anything else. And some people get that from tennis or soccer or playing chess, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right.
But my sense of understanding who I was as a young human was performing and excavating characters. And so I don't see myself as one or the other, Shirley. I really see myself as both. And so I'm about to go and do a couple of jobs as an actor again.
Oh, wow.
after this. But that doesn't mean that there isn't something coming afterwards that will hopefully be a directing gig. It's like, I try to do whatever I can.
Okay. That is so fun. I love that.
We're running out of time, but I know she has a True Blood question, so I'll let her get her True Blood question. She has a True Blood question, so I'll let her ask her True Blood question.
I promise, last question. But if you were to be directing True Blood, and you could change one thing out of the entire series, what would that be, and what would you have done differently?
What would I change if I was doing? Okay. I'm thinking.
She had to come with it. Sorry, Stephen.
That's okay. It's all good. It's all good. Let me just put my head around it. A lot of people had issue with the way the story ends. I actually thought that Bill's decision at the end was about life.
Interesting.
His choice to give life to Sookie without him. That's a really clouded spoiler there. without like, doing a massive spoil for those who haven't seen it. I thought that his decision was really selfless. Mm-hmm. And I know that some people didn't like it or agree with it, but I at the time went with it because I believed that it was the kind of selfless thing that Bill would do.
There's
definitely one of the things that I loved doing, Shirley, was the flashbacks. I really loved sort of going back and doing the historical flashbacks.
Yeah.
And so if it was up to me, I would have had him at a couple of really interesting historical moments in history, in the background, like pulling the strings,
Yeah.
I think that would have been fun.
Stephen, it's been a pleasure. We can't wait for A Bit of Light. It sounds like a fantastic story. It's out on demand this Friday, Friday, April 5th. So check out A Bit of Light with Stephen Moyer directing and Anna Paquin starring. Stephen, appreciate it. And hopefully we get to talk to you again. You were fantastic.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming along, Shelley.
Thank you, Stephen.
The one and only Stephen Moyer. That is my wife, the one and only Shirley Reyes Lubitz. I love you, my love. Thank you for filling in the gaps because I would not have been able to do that alone. I know you enjoy the series a lot. So I'll ask you while I have you before I let you go because you're a busy woman, a businesswoman of your own. How was that talking to someone? Because I do this all the time and I forget. It's like it's a conversation, whatever. And I like actually bringing you or someone else in who doesn't do this to geek out or fanboy slash fangirl. Before we go on, you're like, oh my God, this is so weird. I'm like, you've done these with me before. You're like, yeah, but this is someone I'm watching right now. And then I'm talking. I'm like, yes, that's what these are. So how was that? Was it everything you thought it would be? Because you handled yourself very well.
So I think, you know, for everyone who's watching this episode, what was really, really fun is I started watching this series again. Like Michael said, we watched this when we were first dating. And it was just the first binge series that we ever like binged together. And it was one of those things that we just really enjoyed. Loved one of those series that like I wouldn't let him watch it without me. and then like years later, I was talking to somebody else and they were mentioning True Blood. And there was a lot of things that they were mentioning that I didn't remember. And so I think what was really interesting is like this is 5-6 years after we binged the series that I started watching it again, like on my own. I needed a show to binge. I needed a show to watch. I'm going through this kind of story again. It's been so long that I had forgotten certain things. And so I'm like really, really geeked out by the story. And I'm telling him like, you should have started with me, but now you're screwed. I'm not going to start with that. And then he's like, hey, by the way, I'm going to be interviewing, you know, Stephen Moyer in like a couple of days. You want to join? So it was one of those things where it was like, number one, super grateful and thankful that I started rewatching this show because I didn't remember a lot of it. And I am kind of going through this whole series again. Number two, I told him before I joined, like what was making me nervous was only being able to ask one question. Yeah. I could have talked to him for an hour. Yeah. And then of course, people always tell you like, don't meet your heroes, right? Because sometimes they're not the greatest humans. And so I kind of had that in my mind of like, oh, what if he's not great? And what if he sucks? And like, that's going to ruin the show for me moving forward. Like I still have like 6 more episodes to go until the finale. Like, am I going to finish it if he sucks? Like, that's going to be really sad. And so, you know, I really, really enjoyed talking to him. He was awesome. I really loved I feel like his answers were so humble and kind. And so I am definitely excited to like watch the show and kind of watch the finale again. To his point, didn't love the finale, and I think it's because we all wanted him to like stay.
Yeah,
won't spoil it. You showed up.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I was gonna say. I remember, but didn't remember. And I know you've been talking about the last, because look, a lot of this time on it was like the series was around for 8 years. So a lot of these series, when you're not on that long, either you get canceled, so that's annoying, or when the company wants to keep you going, people move on, and that's not just actors. Mm-hmm. Writers, directors, showrunners, like producers move on, but the show keeps going. And during it, you can sort of feel that there's a disconnect in the storyline because someone else is telling it. And I remember us watching it going, okay, they took like a diversion, but obviously you're not going to say that to me. Look, I give him credit that he openly brought it up. He brought it up, the thing you were hoping he brought up, but he went the other way where he was like, I know people don't like it, and I get that, but there was a reason we did that.
And I get his reasoning, right? Like, let's be clear. The reason we all didn't love it is because we all loved Bill.
Yes,
like,
Bill was great.
Right? Like, that's the reason why we all didn't love it is because we loved Bill. We loved Suki. Like, Anna Paquin, his wife, amazing actress. Like, yes, super excited about this film on Friday. She's amazing. She's incredible. She brings you right into the story from the very first 5 seconds she's on the screen. She has this, like, way to kind of feed you everything she's thinking about with like her face, and you just kind of get sucked into whatever she's doing. And so we just kind of wanted the happy ending. It's cool to know that they had a happy ending after the story, because didn't love the ending because I wanted them together. And it's cool that they did end up together, have beautiful twins. Super happy for them and super happy to see the story. And I'm super happy that this interview was exactly what the person I wanted him to be. So
he was fun. He was a lot of fun. He was really cool. I like that they are working together now, and whereas a lot of people work together with their spouse and they're ready to run away, he's grateful for it because of what they do. They spend so little time together that working together, they brought their kids and were like, we're going to make this like a paid family vacation, which pretty freaking cool. It feels like the exact thing we would do.
I would love to know what the kids are thinking as they're going through this, right? Like mom and dad are just incredible.
Yeah.
Like that would be such a cool experience to kind of see how growing up in that lifestyle is. And I'm really excited about the fact that he said he's going to be acting because he is an incredible actor. He is incredible. And I think that, you know, the first season is all about him and Anna Paquin. And so, it's not until later seasons that you kind of really start to fall in love with the rest of the characters in the show. They just suck you in. And so I'm super excited and super pumped to see what else he's acting in.
A Bit of Light, it's out on demand. I think it came out a year or so ago. So it's now on demand this Friday, April 5th. Check that out. I now know what we'll be doing Friday night.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings Menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
At the UPS store, we want to make this summer the summer of shipping. Summer Shipalooza. So you can start crossing items off your must-ship list. Like the vintage film camera your college kid needs for class. Or the vase you told your mom you would send her ages ago. And with our pack and ship guarantee, your items arrive safe or we reimburse you. So stop by your local store today for everything you need to be unstoppable. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Available at participating locations. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Thank you so much, my love. I appreciate you joining me, and we'll have Shirley on once again in the future. This is After Hours, no Defo, just Luby. Yes, the final four is set for the men's. The final four is set for the women's. We will talk so much more about that going on into the future. The Purdue and UConn are there, number one seeds in the men's. NC State and Alabama crashed the party. NC State with DJ Burns Jr., the guy who looks round, not like he would ever play basketball, but plays basketball like a savant. A good scorer, really great passer, good defender. And NC State, a team that should not have been in the tournament, was not on the bubble, has now won 9 straight games, finding themselves in the Final Four. Appreciate you all. So we'll talk a lot more tournament as the days go on. Check us out each and every morning on South Florida Live, 8 to 9. South Florida Live, the YouTube, South Florida Live, the Facebook page. Check us out on South Florida, if you do like South Florida content, the 5 Reasons Sports Network. And check us out. We do talk sports here, but we have a lot of fun conversations. Thank you to Stephen Moyer. Thank you to my wife, Shirley Reyes Lubitz. And thank you to you for joining us on another edition of After Hours with No Defo today. Just Luby, and as Defo likes to say, whether you're an Alabama fan and you found yourself into the college football playoff even though you didn't fucking deserve it, and you find yourself in the Final Four, or you're a Tennessee fan and you're still pissed that Zach Edey didn't have any fouls and you had three guys with fouls, no matter what, in life, in sports, you gotta believe.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
Hey folks, Tony Segreto here. What if I told you you could go to a great restaurant, feel completely safe because their COVID protocol is unmatched, have an amazing meal, have a great time. When the bill comes, you won't get sticker shock. You're going to say, that's too good to be true. No, it's not, because I'm talking about Texas Roadhouse. Great family atmosphere, great atmosphere for a couple, great atmosphere if you just want to go by yourself and watch a game and have the coldest beer in town. And while you're doing that, have the best bread in town. All at Texas Roadhouse. Everything you get there is fresh every day and made sure it's served at your table, hot and ready to go. And the best part is you don't get sticker shock because the prices are amazing. Texas Roadhouse.
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
At the UPS Store, we want to make this summer the summer of shipping. Summer Shipalooza, so you can start crossing items off your must-ship list, like the vintage film camera your college kid needs for class, or the vase you told your mom you would send her ages ago. And with our pack-and-ship guarantee, your items arrive safe or we reimburse you. So stop by your local store today for everything you need to be unstoppable. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Available at participating locations. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.